Got lots of fun music today. Sing along with us. Got the words on the screen. Lord, I come, I confess, bowing here, I find my rest. Without you, I fall apart. You're the one that guides my heart. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. Well, sin runs deep, your grace is more. Where grace is found is where you are. And where you are, Lord, I'm free. Holiness is Christ in me. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh God, how I need you. To teach my song to rise to you. When temptation comes my way, and when I cannot stand, I fall on you. Jesus, you're my hope and stay. Lord, I need you. Oh, I need you. Every hour I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. My one defense, my righteousness. Oh, God, how I need you. Amen.
But you hear like certain notes or every note? Something's not in tune? Everybody in tune?
Strumming G.
Tuning checkups. Okay, now we know your grace. God's grace is enough, right? So this is actually a little bit of Matt Mayer stuff happening today. I just grabbed two of them, and next thing you know, they're both Matt Mayer songs. So how about that? But bless God, his grace is enough, and great is his faithfulness. And when we got these guys, you tuned? Everybody tuned?
You tuned back there?
Got to make sure our drummer's in tune. Here you go. It's cool because this song starts, just hangs on a G, and you can just kind of hang here and maybe even sing the lyrics for Alice's Restaurant. Maybe not. Here we go. Great is your faithfulness, O God. You wrestle with the sinner's restless heart. You lead us by still waters and to mercy. And nothing can keep us apart. So remember your people, remember your children, remember.
Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Lord, we thank you. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. Great is your love and justice, God of Jacob. You use the weak to lead the strong. You lead us in the song of your salvation. And all your people sing along. So remember your people, remember your children, remember your promise, oh God. Your grace is enough, your grace is enough, your grace is enough for me. Lord, we thank you. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough. Your grace is enough for me. So remember your people. Remember your children. Remember your promise, oh God.
I just love how it just stops. What an awesome ending. Let's see, who we got joining us here on Facebook today? I'm seeing, I got a bunch of them, but I see their faces, but I don't have their names. Thank you very little, Facebook. Makes it easy. But welcome to everyone. Welcome everybody here, of course. Karen, you want to go through the opening hymn? Just a little talk? Because... Oh, you're not on the right ones. Did you zoom past the opening there, Tom? The opening hymn, Just a Little Talk with Jesus. Looks like you're on the special. So work your way backwards. Let me make sure we got the right way. Here we go. Keep going back. Oh, there you go. 1-4. Perfect. Got some country. Got some rhythm here.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in, and that little light from heaven filled my soul. He bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above, and just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our troubles. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when a little prayer wheel turning, and you know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. I may have doubts and fears, my eyes be filled with tears, but Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care, and just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us have a little talk with Jesus. Let us tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our faintest cry, and he will answer by and by. Now when you feel that prayer will turn, and then you'll know a little fire is burning. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. You will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
That ending too. I'm all about endings today, which is a good thing.
All about ending today?
Oh, yeah, all about endings. Yeah, which is a good thing because now Brandon, you get to start. You get to sing. I can breathe again.
Yeah, take a breath.
Okay, so Pastor Larry had requested this song a while back. He said, "Hey, I really like this song. Why don't you do it sometime?" And he didn't give me an official title for his message this week because it's more of a Q&A thing. So this is the week we do it.
I heard one, and I'm like, gotta die. Myself.
Everybody, Dan.
Bad finger.
Got sent home from school one day with a shiner on my eye. Fighting was against the rules and it didn't matter why. Then got home, I told that story just like I rehearsed. And then they stood on trembling knees, waited for the word. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. But I became a father in the spring of 81. There was no doubt that stubborn boy was just like my father's son. When I thought my patience had been tested to the end, took my daddy's secret and I passed it on to him. I said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. I said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen. Last night I dreamed I died and stood outside those pearly gates. But suddenly I realized there must be some mistake. They know half the things I've done, they never let me in. Somewhere from the other side heard these words again. He said, let me tell you a secret about a father's love. Secret that my daddy said was just between us. He said, daddies don't just love their children every now and then. It's a love without end, amen. It's a love without end, amen.
Welcome to Thursday Nights. This is how we do practice. Hello, Roger. Nice to see you, Roger. Nice to see you. Let's see. Do I want to run through? Yeah, we'll do a little. We'll run through this maybe once or so. This isn't on there for you right now, Tom, so just hang loose. This is actually, we're going to have communion this Sunday. We didn't even practice this one. We've done it enough times. It's kind of easy, slow and easy going. More love, more power, more of you in my life. More love,
more power
of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are more of you in my life. More love, more power, more of you in my life. And I will seek your face with all of my heart.
I will seek your face with all of my mind. I will seek your face with all of my strength. For you are my God.
We're going to do it again, guys, kind of with more energy here. Watch this.
More love.
More love.
More power.
More power.
More of you in my life. More love.
More power.
More of you in my life. And I will worship you with all of my heart. I will worship you with all of my mind. I will worship you with all of my strength. For you are my God.
Ending.
More love, more power, more of you in my life.
Fun thing about that song is if the communion line is this long or this long, we can handle it. We can handle it. It works.
It's a 2-minute, 20-minute song.
That's right. That's right. 2 to 20.
Or 20-minute, 2-minute song.
Carolyn, did you want to do leaning on? Or is that... Okay, we'll skip it.
Skipping it?
We'll skip Leaning On because we want to get right to our fun teacher children. All right. So this will actually be Leaning On the Everlasting Arms will be the closing, but we're moving right on to the post. Teach your children. This didn't take a whole lot to change, like one word, and even then we didn't hardly touch it. So
I was gonna say,
so there, it really didn't change anything with it because it's a good message to protect the innocent.
Yeah, it's changed on paper. So that's where it counts.
All right, let's see if we can pull this one off. A Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young, Teach Your Children.
You, you're on the road, must have a code that you can live by. And so, become yourself. Because the past is just a goodbye. Teach your children well. Their father's hell is slowly go by. And feed them on your dreams. The one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. Just look at them and sigh. And know they love you. And can you hear? Do you care?
And know the fear.
That your elders
must
be free to teach your children. You believe
them,
make this world
that
we can live in. Teach your parents well. Their children shall will slowly go by and feed them on your dreams, the one they picked, the one you know by. Don't you ever ask them why. If they told you, you would cry. Just look at them and sigh, and know they love you.
Stop for a second.
Yeah, That's why they call it. That's why we call it practice for Thursday nights.
And I was like, somebody's gonna have to pull back, and I think two of us did. And then
completely stopped.
It's all good. Stand by a minute. Let me switch microphones. Switching mics. Let's see who's all hanging out here. Well, Jay has commented so far. I see a couple other ones hanging out here with us. I think Christine's there. No, I'll take care of that. You know, no problemo. Okay, let's see where we are here. Let's kill this, kill that. Here we go. So, Bruce, it's Thursday again, isn't it? It is. Says it's Thursday. Quick costume change. Not really. Man, I guess about all I said. Hello, everybody. Here we are, Thursday night, and Roger's here. I mean, Roger is in the house. He's in the building on Thursday. And I've never seen Roger go like this, so that must mean that I need to see where the cooling stuff is. Bear with me a moment. There we go. That'll take care of you, Roger. But Roger, I'm sure you're pleased that it is cooling, so you don't have to fix anything. But it's all good. Oh, good indeed. Well, man, we've got... So some of our regulars here are actually out preparing... Is it book bags? Is that what it is? Is it book bags or just baskets for school? Okay, well, they're all welcome, you know, if they want to come up and say hi. But it's all good indeed. Well, you know, a lot of times I'm not really sure what message that God's got in my heart for it, but this time he actually had me open it up before you got here instead of while you're here. It's still the same process, though, because it opens up to the book of Jonah. How good is Jonah? And actually, this will probably be for if anybody watches this later, so I need to share with you briefly... I'm part of what's called the Walk to Emmaus, all right? And the Walk to Emmaus is a fantastic program. It runs from for adults, you arrive on a Thursday evening. Are you familiar with the Walk to Emmaus? Okay. You arrive on a Thursday evening, and you're there from Thursday night, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And when you arrive on this, you don't have any of your earthly reminders, no watches, no cell phones, none of that. As a matter of fact, they cover up the clocks. Even thermostats they cover up so you can't see what the time is, okay? Which, you know, when I first did this in 2003, I thought, what in the world am I up with? You know, because back then I thought I couldn't get disconnected. Good golly, here I am, 15 years later, and, you know, I'm even more connected now. But yet, I relish it now. So, oh, good, I can get disconnected. But it's designed to take Christians and show them God's agape love, to show them his unconditional love. And each day, talks build upon each one. So, for the women's walk, there is a, women's walk typically all women speakers, except they usually will have one male clergy come in, okay? They do what they call the clergy talks. There's five grace talks, and the grace talks are done by clergy. And the grace talks are primarily based on the same ones that the Methodist Church likes to do. Things like prevenient grace, justifying grace, sanctifying grace, obstacles to grace, means to grace. There's five different grace talks that you hear over the course of the days. There's 15 talks a year total, five talks a day is what you get. And after each talk, you go, what you do? There's nothing special here, Roger. We're crazy casual here. Well, you should. I'm glad they called you. We don't want them sweating back there, because then they might have to come running. But it's fascinating. For me, it was a mountaintop experience from back in 2003. I found all the excuses not to go. I had wife and girls at that time were probably, let me think about this, 2003. They would have been like 8 and 5, okay? So the guy kept asking me, why don't you go on this walk? You know, I said, well, you know, I got... So finally I said, ask my wife, thinking that she'd say, no way, no how, right? She said, yeah, go on. And it's a different experience for everybody, but for me it was a mountaintop experience. It was something I really needed at that time in my life to really understand, hey, who's this God? See, I was raised Roman Catholic, and in the Roman Catholic Church, there's not a lot of grace teachings in the Roman Catholic Church. It's very, very based very much on the old Judeo method of worship, you know, which works for people, all right? But I didn't have this relationship going on, so this really helps you to establish a relationship or strengthen your relationship with Christ. It's fantastic. Anyway, I'm going full circle with this. So the reason I'm telling you about all this is there's an upcoming women's walk, and what happens is before the walk, there's all these team meetings that happen. And there's probably about four team meetings, and they review three or four talks at each of the team meetings. In other words, all 15 talks that you hear on this walk have been previewed by the team. And the purpose of it is to make sure that something isn't said that somebody might take the wrong way, or to help you, of course. And that includes your slides, everything you speak. So they want it to be, for lack of a better word, scripted. You know, they want it all written out and gone through, so you can kind of duplicate it. Which typically I don't do scripting, I do outlines, but that's okay. We did that. But anyways, but I had the privilege last Saturday of doing a talk, previewing a talk for the upcoming Women's Walk in September. And as part of that talk, which is on prevenient grace, and prevenient grace is the grace that God extends to us before we even have a clue, you know, what this relationship about God's all about. It's as God is wooing us, you know, and drawing us to him. And within that, one of the stories I shared was from the book of Jonah, the story of Jonah. And with Jonah, Jonah deals with a lot of things with obedience. And at first glance, you might think, oh my gosh, Jonah, well, guess what? The entire book of Jonah is like technically about three full pages. Right? I mean, that's four chapters. Boom, boom, boom. But I'm gonna hit on some of the highlights on here because you got to look what happens here with Jonah and how all this rolls through. Because, actually, before I do that, hold on a second. I want to... one of the disadvantages that I have with Facebook is people are leaving requests, because I ask people on Facebook to leave prayer requests, because we're gonna pray for all those prayer requests and for anything here local, of course. And let's see here. One of the things I like to do is have it up on my phone so I can catch it as it rolls through, because unfortunately with Facebook it'll scroll off sometimes. Let's see how we're doing here. I don't see anything here yet. So. For people that are watching on Facebook, if you got any prayer requests in that, I'll kind of be watching here and I'll write them down as you roll through. But hello, Jay. Hello, Janice. Hello, Christine. Looks like Bethany and a couple others have been on here. Barry McDaniel just connected in. How about that? These are good. It's funny because a lot of times on Facebook Live, especially on Thursday nights, I got more on Facebook Live than I have here, but that's okay. That's okay, you know, because they're all over the world. We've had a lady named Kim on here from Australia. Now, keep in mind, that's like a 12-hour difference, all right? So it's what? It'd be early in the morning for her, I guess, is how that flies. But let me share with you a little bit with Jonah. What happened with Jonah? Now, Jonah, the thing that we need to understand with Jonah is Jonah was a prophet, all right? Because God told him, he said, hey, I want you to go to Nineveh, all right? I want you to go to Nineveh, and I want you to tell those people to repent, or I'm going to destroy their city, all right? Now, seems like a reasonable request, right? God wants to warn some people so everybody is taken care of. Well, there was a little bit of a problem. See, Jonah, an Israelite, was a fierce enemy with the people in Nineveh. I mean, they're arch enemies, right? I mean, it's like, what are you talking about? You want me to save them, God? You know? He says, I don't want to save them. I want to see them crushed. You know, I want to see them destroyed. So what does he do? He ends up saying, well, I'm going to disobey God. So he ends up going, instead of going to Nineveh, he goes the opposite way and gets on a boat. All right? Now, a lot of us are familiar with this story. That's why I'm paraphrasing through this. But he gets on the boat, right? So he gets on the boat, and you remember everything that happens now, right? The boat, the waves are going on, and the sailors. The sailors are technically, the sailors were superstitious, okay? But they figured this out, said, somebody on here is causing this, right? Remember, they narrowed it down to Jonah. And Jonah finally fesses up, say, hey, guys, you know, you don't need to die because I'm disobeying God. So you remember they tossed Jonah overboard, all right? He said, toss me into the water. And they didn't want to do it, but the storm got so bad, they did it. As soon as he hits the water, storm stops, right? So it's like, okay, they did the right thing. Well, the Word of God here tells us that God sent a big fish, which a lot of us presume would be like a whale, right?
that actually swallowed Jonah. Now, if you think about it, being a whale, that actually kind of works, because remember, whales go up to get air, so this would be this little air pocket he could hang out with. But I can guarantee you, he wasn't just hitting all kinds of room to stretch out. He was probably pretty miserable, right? Seaweed, just imagine the whole shooting match with this. But you remember also within the word, it tells us that fish, actually, I wonder what the verbiage on this. But essentially, the fish spit him out. Here it is. He provided a great fish to swallow Jonah, and Jonah was inside the fish 3 days and three nights, which, as we know, is significant for Christ being buried. And so inside there, Jonah actually prays to God. So at this point, Jonah's figuring out, well, man, I really messed up. I really messed up, you know. I was in the storm, I got it. So he says, in my distress, I called to the Lord, and he answered me from the depths of the grave. I called for help, and you listened to my cry. You hurled me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas, and the currents swirled around me, and all your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I look again to your holy temple. So he's saying, I messed up, all right? And it's rather poetic the way it runs through Jonah verse 2. And then at the end of chapter 2, verse 10, and the Lord commanded the fish, I like the verbiage here, it vomited Jonah onto dry land. Right? They expelled him, right? Boom. So now Jonah's hanging on dry land. All right. Then the word of the Lord came, this is chapter 3 in Jonah. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Remember, God told him the first time and he went the opposite way. So God figured, let's start over. Go to the great city of Nineveh and proclaim it to the message that I will give you. So Jonah obeyed this time. All right. And the word of the Lord and went into Nineveh. Now, Nineveh was a very important city. A visit required 3 days. So on the first day, Jonah started into the city and he proclaimed, 40 more days and Nineveh will be overturned. And the Ninevites believed God and they declared a fast, and all of them, from the greatest to the least, put on sackcloth. Now the greatest to the least means even the king bought into this, all right? So now, when the news reached the king, here it is, he rose from the throne, took off his royal robes, covered himself in sackcloth, and sat down in dust. And then he issued a proclamation in Nineveh, by the decree of the king and his nobles, do not let any man or beast or herd or flock taste anything, and do not let them eat or drink, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let everyone call urgently on God. Let them give up their evil ways and their violence. Who knows, God may relent and have compassion and turn from his fierce anger so that we will not perish. Now, it's important to understand the Ninevites knew of all the cool stuff that was happening with the Israelites, with the God of the Israelites, right? So when Jonah comes in and says this, they're like, right? We've been messing up. Let's not do this. So when God saw what they did and how they turned from their evil ways, he had compassion, grace. He had compassion and did not bring upon them the destruction that he threatened. Okay, so now in chapter 4, this is so much like us, right? We can all relate to this Jonah thing. God is calling to us, and we come up with excuses. So in chapter 4, this is Jonah's anger at the Lord's compassion. So Jonah was mad that God had compassion and saved the people. Remember, they were his enemy. He wanted to see them just all killed. But Jonah was greatly distressed and became angry, and he prayed to the Lord, O Lord, is this not what I said when I was still at home? That is why I was so quick to flee to Tarshish. I knew you were gracious and compassionate God, slow to anger and abounding in love. A God who relents from sending calamity. Now, Lord, take away my life, for it's better me to die than to live. All right, so he's just beside himself, right? He wants to die. But the Lord replied, have you any right to be angry? He didn't, did he? I mean, but God laid it out to him. Look, do you have any right? There's a little bit of a reminiscent stuff here, kind of in Job. With the way Job is talking with God. However, Job was obedient. Jonah went out and sat down at a place east of the city, and there he made himself a shelter, and he sat in the shade and waited to see what would happen to the city. Then the Lord God provided a vine and made it grow over Jonah to give shade for his head and to ease his discomfort, because it was sunny, right? Give him some shade. And Jonah was very happy about the vine. But at dawn the next day, God provided a worm which chewed the vine so that it withered. And when the sun rose, God provided a scorching east wind, and the sun blazed on Jonah's head so that he grew faint. He wanted to die. He wanted to die. He said, it's better for me to die than to live. But God said to Jonah, do you have a right to be angry about the vine? Let's look what God did here, all right? He gave him something now. He gave the people something now. He gave something. Do you have a right to be angry about the vine? And he said, I do. I was angry enough to die. But the Lord said, you have been concerned about this vine, though you did not tend to it or make it grow. So he didn't do anything, right? It was grace. It was a total gift. It sprung up overnight and died overnight. But Nineveh has much more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from the left, and many cattle as well. Should I not be concerned about that great city? So here you see a guy who God tells him to do something. He chooses not to a point of running, right? And God corrects, right? God does his correction, and he brings him back. And then to teach him a lesson, you know, he grows the vine. He's trying to teach him, like he's trying to teach us, right? Because that's what happens every day. Every day we get all these life lessons. We get upset about the dumbest things, you know, the things that really don't matter. I can tell you the old Greg would be right there with Jonah. It's like, kill him! What are you talking about, kill him? But by the grace of God, I'm born again, right? And when we accept Christ and we accept that relationship, we start to understand God's compassion and his forgiveness. And that comes by the Holy Spirit. That cannot come from anyone who's separate from God cannot really have that grace and mercy. You just can't. You can't. Because God wired us to be the way we are and the way it comes together. So it's, there you go. Story on obedience and disobedience. And yes, there can be happy endings. So isn't God good? And he is. Well, I don't see any prayer requests yet on Facebook, although a number more people have joined in. Hello, Tammy and Leyland and Karen and Larry and Bonita just joined in. So, guys, if you have any prayer requests, make sure you go ahead and type them on here for us. We're going to get in a circle here in a few minutes, and we're going to lift things up. Now, Rita is not in here, but I talked to Rita earlier. Let's see, Rita's, oh gosh, who, there was one that they thought had an aneurysm and ended up not being an aneurysm. It actually was an enlarged blood cell, I think is what she said, if I heard her right. And I can't remember, was that her cousin's, right? Or was her cousin's wife or something? Anyway, we're praising God that it was not an aneurysm, therefore the recovery is from all that pain and all that is not. So we're praising God for that. And Rita's son had his car broken into, and they stole his golf clubs. Now I'd take that as a personal offense. Although I haven't played golf in a few years, I'll take that as a personal offense. But they stole his golf clubs. But check this out. So Rita's ex-husband, the father of the son, is actually buying him a new set of golf clubs. It's like a $1,000 set, you know, a nice set. You know, it's like, wow, how awesome is that? So there's grace, right? There's grace in action on this earth. And that's just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. So let's see, anything else? Ah, Larry Stone has issued a request here for us. Thank you. Pray for the friends and family of the Rumpke driver that was just killed. Yeah, what was his name? Evans, I think, was his last name. Todd's not here. He already left, but yeah. Thank you. Thank you for bringing that back to my remembrance there, Larry. So, yeah, that Rumpke driver. Actually, go ahead, Larry, you're probably right. Go ahead and type his name. I think it was Evans, wasn't it? I want to make sure we speak that name. I think they decided it was a distracted driver. I don't know if he was texting or whatever. Just, I don't know if you guys see that. It just slammed right in the back of a Rumpke truck while he was loading up, emptying a can. Yeah, not good. Yeah, it's yeah. None of that stuff's ever good. Misty Wynn. Misty's young. When I say, well, of course, everybody's younger than me. Most everybody's younger than me. Misty is, I think, in her 20s, but she's taking care of her. She's taking care of her parents, and she's trying to go back to college. You know, at the same time, so that can be a heavy load. So yeah, Misty, we're going to lift you up for strength and endurance, you know, to take care of your parents and to get your schooling all happening. God will provide for you, Misty. God is good. He makes a way. He makes a way. Good, I'll come back to that. How things be for you, very brother Tom. Kenny Price. Wow, heart attack. 26. Right before his 27th birthday. 26-year-old Kenny Price, he said, had a heart attack. Yeah. His funeral was today. Was that one of your awards? Marsha Jones? So for the Marsha Jones family. How old was she? She older or? Okay, well, she wasn't a 20-year-old then, okay. Okay, but still, that's young in the 50s. And we pray for her peace. Absolutely. Oh, Christine. Christine has shared a prayer request here for her daughter, Emily. Says, Emily doesn't have... any nurses in here? Emily doesn't have stomach bacteria anymore. She will have a procedure on the 17th on her stomach. Please pray she doesn't have, oh gosh, it's a big word, gastroparesis, I can't even say it, severe condition, which she's allergic to. This is one of those where she typed, I got to press see more to see what she typed. And she's allergic to medicines that they've been used to treat that kind of stuff. Then all right, so for Emily's stomach, we're just speaking the, who'd have thought, well, there's good bacteria too, right? So we're speaking good bacteria to come back into her stomach and her gut. And get it done so she can eat. She's been having a hard time eating, losing a lot of weight. Christine, I don't remember how old Emily is. Is she 14, I think? If you want to reply on that, I'd appreciate it. So funny thing on Facebook Live, it's got like a 15-20 second delay. So sometimes we wait. Everything else there, my friend? You got the one still in hospice? She was 25, 6? Another 26-year-old. Yeah, must have been something about that year. The enemy's working hard on that. Okay, good. Roger! Yes. Any prayer requests, my friend? Anything we can lift up for you? Friends, foes? Yes, we do pray for foes. Feeling good today? Well, then we're going to call that a joy. Then I prefer to write joys. That's a joy for you. Good. And of course, we're praising God for the ladies, and I guess it's mostly ladies back there. And the ladies are putting together the school bags. We call them school bags, or what are we calling them? Backpacks. Ladies are stuffing the backpacks. The backpacks for school. That's neat. How many backpacks did they have? Do you know? 25? I'll say 25 plus. That's what we'll say. 25 plus. That's good. 20. Oh, Emily's. I think it's a little older than I thought, but still, 20 is way young for. Having to endure anything. Christine, okay. That's all good. I get that. It's good to have joys. Sue, okay. How's your life? Do we need to lift in prayer any of your family, friends? Is everybody just in have amazing health and everybody's blessed right now? That's really good news. That's really good news because, you know, these things, yeah. Well, that's awesome. That's awesome. I'm glad you are blessed. So we're going to declare you a joy. How's that sound? So just more blessings for you, right? More blessings upon you guys. That's good. That's good. How's the back row back there? Bruce, you said you're going to visit... You got to go. You're going to have a visit come up here soon to inspect your body or something, or where are you?
Oh, I did that.
Oh, you did that today. So you're waiting for results. All right. Well, then. All right. So, we're expecting a good report for you, my friend. expecting a good... She having problems with her pain in her hip or what? Her walk? Well, by golly, you know that's what we do here. We like to lay hands and pray. So if she's willing, bring her in. Bring her in. But we're going to pray for her. Let's see. If we're praying for her hip, we should pray for your... There should be something like the opposite, right? Shoulder? Okay. Over your shoulder. Brandon. When's college start?
27th.
College starts the 27th. And Brandon's got the job thing going on now. And
the work is easy.
See, you got some of the social... No, I shouldn't call it social. So some of the... people challenge. You know, I have a lady that I work with. She deals with a lot of salespeople, and every time an incident happens, she always says, "Oh, got another chapter from my book." You know, the title of her book: "Got People, Got Problems." Yeah, you know, and you know, at that point, you just say, "Lord, how do you put up with this?" You know, how do you put up with this? So. All I can tell you, I'll give you the same advice my dad gave to me many years ago when in similar types. He said, learn what not to do. All right. So, patience then. Patience. Patience. Patience in life. We'll make it generic. Patience in life around. Let's see, we got anybody else here? Oh, yeah. Gosh, wow, okay. I don't see. All right, I think I got all the ones from Facebook. Oh, Jenny Harris connected too. Hi, Jenny. So these are good things. Did I miss anybody? Oh, me. Aha. Another busy week coming up here. We've got a, I've got on Saturday, I've got another Walk to Emmaus meeting. It's actually in the men's, because I'm on the men's team as Pastor Larry's on the men's team. And so we've got one of our meetings that kind of, pretty much it runs from about 9 to 1 or so. It's about 4 or 5 hours typically, and we'll do it like 4 different times before the walk. So there's a lot of preparation that goes into the Walk to Emmaus stuff. So for me, we're lifting up the Walk to Emmaus, and to bring what we call pilgrims. We like pilgrims. Come on, build pilgrims. You have to do the John Wayne thing for that. Cool. All right. Let's see if we can make a prayer circle. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by? Whoops. Oh, shoot. What did I do with the turner? Oh, here it is. All right. Let's zoom around here. We got there. Camera didn't spin as fast as I wanted to. That's all right. Good enough. Ah, here I do that. Got to do this one. Tom's always my good one here. There we go. We're good. You're a perfect spot, Brandon. You're going to do your little fun stuff with it? No, actually, this makes you the special one. You're the balance. You're the balance for all this. That's right. It's always good. Always good. You remember I told you I spoke at a women's gathering. So I was the sole. Actually, I wasn't the only one. There was one other guy in the background. But anyway, it's a good. You are the rose between thorns. God bless you.
Oh, sorry. I shouldn't have laughed out loud.
You're a thorn?
Yeah.
I think I'm offended.
Remember that pain? Yeah.
There's
a thorn in her side.
Uh-huh.
I have another concern.
Oh, it's all good. Well, here we are again. It's not even Saturday. What is it? Thursday. Man, I'm feeling like it's Saturday, but bless God, it is Thursday. It is Thursday, and Lord, we thank you for this time of fellowship. And we thank you, Lord, for the gathering of saints here. And Lord, we always thank you for being able to praise you in song and to just focus on a message from you. And Lord, we're lifting up your people. We're lifting up these prayer concerns to you now. Because all these things, Lord, nothing is impossible for you. I had the privilege of praying for a guy, I think it was yesterday, I'm losing track of days. Guy comes around into our office and he's works for Terminix. Does the spraying in there for us. I see him come in about every 6 weeks or so. And anyway, I got to talking to him, and I've prayed for him before. And I got to talking to him, and he said, yeah, my Achilles tendon, my heel is really bothering me. And I said, why? Let me pray. So we prayed, and God just lit him up. All this pain left, and he would just got the power of the Holy Spirit all over. It was awesome. It was just an awesome thing. So God heals. God heals, guys. And it's neat. We see it happen here, too. We've seen rheumatoid arthritis here totally go. The lady had it like 10 years. Couldn't hardly walk faster than about this because it was so painful. She was running around the ground here. God heals. So, Lord, because we know God heals, we thank you for healing. Healing as we're all lifting all these things up right now. So, Lord, I thank you. Thank you for the good news for Rita's cousin. I think it was a cousin's husband? Why? Whatever it was. Lord, you know. Thank you that the aneurysm was not an aneurysm. It was just an enlarged blood vessel, I think is what she said. And I thank you, Lord, for your favor upon Rita's son, the favor that's coming to him, even though evil was done against him with stealing. It's a violation. It makes you feel bad, right? And even if you did all the right stuff. But Lord, just give him peace and validate him. Let him know that you, and actually with Rita's ex-husband giving him a new set of golf clubs, it's like, okay, that's a grace thing. That's a validation. So God bless him. And Lord, we're lifting up this driver from Rumpke. Thanks, Larry, for reminding me to bring that to remembrance. That's a senseless accident. You know, it wasn't intentional, but a person died. You know, and families are affected. So, Lord, we just speak the peace to both those families that were involved. The person driving, too. I mean, the enemy is going to try and throw survivor's guilt and all the other stuff on it. And in our human world, we say, yeah, he deserves it, right? You know, but God's grace is real, and we don't want that to become a focus for that person, that they're consumed with it. So, Lord, I thank you for your grace and peace just to touch everyone involved. Daddy, we're lifting up Misty. Young Misty trying to take some more classes again and taking care of her parents. That's a lot. That's a lot to do. But, Lord, we know that you are able. And you are the great provider, so we thank you just as we speak the life, strength, peace. Peace for Misty. Great peace for Misty. Lord, I thank you for Brother Tom and how he just keeps reaching out, but there's been some sadness here come around lately. So 26-year-old, so Kenny Price had a heart attack and passed. But bless God, we know he's not hanging out in this world anymore. He's moved into glory. So Lord, I thank you for the blessed memories of Kenny Price. And I thank you, Jesus, that his friends and family are able to focus on where he is now, and they will get to see him again. So we just speak great peace for that. And we're lifting up the Marcia Jones family and her passing, and for also this 26-year-old that is just in hospice now. Lord, we want to see a mighty miracle for her, Lord, but we also just want her to be at peace. She's been tormented for 20 years. A 26-year-old being tormented for 20 years just with all types of sickness and disease, and it's just, we just speak your joy there, Lord. We're doing a special thing for Emily. Emily, I did, thank you, Christine, for replying. So Emily is 20 years old. She's lost 75 pounds, okay, and she was not, you know, really big girl to begin with, all right? So she is, and it's because of this stomach not having the bacteria and the stuff it needs down through the gut. So we are speaking bacteria and stuff in the gut. Everything, bringing her body back into perfect balance, Lord. So bring it on. Bring it on for her. And bless God, I thank you that Roger's here today. And I thank you that he is without pain. He's got joy. He's a good man. He's got a heart for you, Lord. And I'm just so thrilled that you're in here with us today, Roger. It's just a huge blessing. Thank you, Lord, for great, great joys. And for this lovely couple and Sue, I thank you for speaking out. You are blessed, right? How good is that? And we speak those blessings and they stay those blessings, right? Because remember, Isaiah 54:17 declares to us that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. and no tongue shall condemn. For thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and the righteousness is of me, says God. So we are made righteous in Christ, so you've got his protection. So thank, bless God, you've got a good focus. God is good. Bruce, we're proclaiming a good report for you when they tell you tomorrow. It's all good. You are fully made whole, my brother, because God just got it all happening for you. You are loved. You are loved. So we just speak great news, great joy, perfect health for you, my friend. And for Donna, we're speaking to that hip. All that pain goes away. All right? And I'd love to pray for her now. She's walking like she didn't hear me. But we will catch her. But however she receives healing, Lord, you can do it a couple ways, and I thank you. Thank you that that hip is made whole. No more pain. She's right back where she needs to be. Right back. So I thank you, Jesus. And for Brandon, thanks for being here, man. Really, it's always a joy. Glad glad you're able to cut loose. I know sometimes you can't, but bless God you were here.
Able to, yeah,
it's good.
Creative with words.
Well done.
Convince somebody that I can.
Well done. Well done. We're thrilled. We're thrilled you're here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But as you're learning, as you move through life, sometimes we just need to exercise patience. So we just speak to more patience for you, brother. More patience, because God's blessed you with a good heart. A good heart, a good mind, good soul. And I thank you, Lord, for the upcoming Walk to Emmaus, the women's walk, the men's walk. It's going to be September for the women and October for the men's. So I thank you, Lord, you bring the pilgrims. Pilgrims are what we call the people that haven't done it before and been through the walk, but it's a beautiful experience. So I thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace and mercy. So we're just lifting up all these things in the name of Jesus. Would you join me in the Lord's Prayer, please? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. God is good. Thanks, guys. We say goodbye to our Facebook group. So long, Facebook group. Thanks, you could be here. Come on. Come here. Come on. Oh, she won't come in. Here, Roger will come in. Here, Roger, if you can see yourself on there, they can see you on Facebook. Okay. Roger is feeling good. He is blessed. I want you guys to make sure you're blessed, too. So God bless you guys. God loves you. We'll see you next Thursday.
Amen.
Amen is right. It's all good.